Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. We enter in very early in the Christmas story as Mary visits Elizabeth, who is pregnant with John the Baptist. And while she is with Elizabeth, she has this to say: "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." May we add blessing and understanding to the reading of these words. Good to see each of you here today. My message this morning is entitled, "Have Yourself a Rebellious Little Christmas." For the last many years, around about this time of year, the American viewing public has been subjected to, seemingly constant squabbling on television by the pundits about the war on Christmas. And to make matters worse, the point on which this is supposed war attempts to divide us is completely and utterly untrue. You see, the war on Christmas wants us to believe that there are only two sides to the war on Christmas: the Christian side and the side that everyone else is on. Now, the funny thing is, those who spend a lot of time getting worked up by this perceived war on Christmas, the ones who believe they are the only Christian side of this war, say that they are worried about Christ being taken out of Christmas. Well, you know, if what we're doing is fighting for the ability to stop letting Christmas become more and more secularized, then I have to say, you know, I'm ready to enlist. I'll enlist on that war. Now, it's not for the reasons that you might think, though. I'm not on the side that by default is considered the Christian side, and I'm also not on the not Christian side. You see, if anything, I'd make the argument that the dominant face of Christianity, as it's seen on television and promoted through news programming, is itself far from what Christianity is supposed to be about. It is sort of a whitewashed, sanitized version of Christianity that every year presents an increasingly cleaned up version of the Christmas story to the viewing public. And that's the beginning of the unraveling of this "there are only two sides to the war on Christmas" myth: a Christian side and a non-Christian side. You see, the child whose birth story we remember this time of year was not part of the dominant culture the way that the religion that he inadvertently started now is. The religious stories that were told in those days were told under the shadow of a dominant culture. They were stories of oppression and hardship, stories of overcoming unthinkable odds, stories of hope for people living in times and cultural positions that were quite frankly a little hopeless. But today, as I've mentioned before, our stories now are told from places and positions of power. Today, Christianity is the dominant culture. So, instead of a story of an olive-skinned, Middle Eastern, unwed, pregnant mother who was seen as little more than property, giving birth to what the world most certainly would have seen as an illegitimate child who was wrapped in what rags they could find and placed in a smelly, flea-infested feeding trough in the midst of a dark and musky-smelling animal stall. Instead of that story, we end up with a clean, white-skinned European woman giving birth to a glowing baby wrapped in impossibly white swaddling clothes and laid to rest in a manger that looks more like a crib than a feeding trough in the midst of a barn that is more kept and clean than many of our houses. Yes. I am all for a war on Christmas, at least on a war on Christmas of what it's become. But I'm not on the side of what Christians have turned it into, nor am I on the non-Christian side. No, you see, I am on Mary's side. You see, the Christmas story has been hijacked by the dominant culture. Places of power and positions of prestige have warped the comeuppance sensibilities of the original Christmas story. And in what's now become known as Mary's song, which we have just had read to us, Mary sings of the will of God. And we have to believe it's also what she believes that her own son will become. And folks, I have to tell you, it is not sweet and demure and whitewashed like our take on it has become. It's downright rebellious. To me, it's her vocal act of flipping the tables of people who use their places of power to take advantage of others. She says this. She says, "He has shown his strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He's brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." Now, that version of liberating the oppressed, the downtrodden, has been slowly replaced year after year with a story that no longer brings fear to the powers that be, but rather supports the big business agendas of profit and mass consumption. War on Christmas. You know, come to think of it, they're probably right. There is a war on Christmas, but it's actually waged by many of the very people who think Christmas is getting squeezed out of our culture in the name of plurality and other religions. If the Christmas that they support wins this war, well, I for one feel like most of our hope is lost. If those claiming that there's a war on Christmas, get what they want, I'd have to say that the rebellious heart of Mary's song is lost. So yes, there's a war on Christmas, and we've been supporting it. If the present-day whitewashed version of Christmas continues to be the dominant version, then I believe it will slowly smother us in a sea of privilege and perverse oblivion to the struggle of those most in need, the oppressed, the downtrodden. If the Christmas present continues to masquerade as the Christmas past, we'll be left with a Christmas where we give out of our abundance rather than out of a response to need or out of love. A Christmas where we give to those who already have abundantly, while the oppressed, the downtrodden, watch our overindulgence and will rightfully judge us by our actions that run contrary to our words of a child being born to bring justice to all who are oppressed and being stepped on by the powerful. Hear Mary's words again. "He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away." Those words occur very early in the Christmas story as we have it recorded. It's meant to set the stage for what Jesus' teachings and his life would be about. And given that, it should be the dominant message of our Christmas narrative, a message of quality and justice, a message of love and compassion, a message of lifting up the low and lowering down the haughty. So is it? Does it bring hope to the hopeless? Does our modern day Christmas celebration bring justice to those who have been treated unjustly? Does it feel as rebellious as Mary's song? If your answer is no like mine, then whether you know it or not, you too believe that the Christmas past has been whitewashed by the Christmas present. This Christmas season, as we tell the stories of Jesus' birth, let us also remember his words that no greater love has anyone than this, that they lay down their life for their friend. As we remember the humble, unassuming way he came into this world, let us not forget that he left this world among thieves as an outsider hanging on a cross in an attempt to teach us something about love. Child born in a manger, no crib for his head. Sent into this world to teach us something about the value of every human soul. Sent in as the least of these. Born to a poor woman in a borrowed animal stall. Sent to teach us that the least of these is simply a human construct created by the insiders to define themselves over and against people they see themselves as somehow more important than. Sent to show us what life looks like when it starts from the assumption that all people are worthy of love. That's not just a better story than the one that's told now. It's downright rebellious. This Christmas, I wish for you and I wish for me a rebellious little Christmas. One that encourages us to be advocates for those caught in the traps of hunger, homelessness, oppression, poverty, war. Traps that are created by the powerful, but mostly impact those who struggle. I wish for us a rebellious little Christmas that also encourages us to see the spaces in our lives that are difficult. A Christmas that helps us see beyond the cleaned up Christmas of the present to the humble, unassuming beginning of Christianity. A baby born as an outsider. A baby who would teach the world about love, justice, equality, and compassion. War on Christmas. A war on what Christmas has become. A war on worshiping consumerism in the sacred halls of Target and Best Buy, while the world is swallowed up in the reality of not having enough to eat, a place to live, clean water to drink, access to reasonable health care. Well, sign me up. Because I refuse to let the rebellious story of my faith be co-opted by corporations who only wish to convince us that we are privileged and we do deserve what we have more than others do, and we should revel in our abundance. Even as we celebrate the birth of the child laid in a feeding trough, who lived his life with no place to lay his head, who told us that just as you do it unto the least of these, so too you do it unto me, who gave up his very life that we might understand what true love looks like. War on Christmas, indeed. Let's sign up. Let's all sign up and bring back Mary's rebellious
little Christmas.